Chutz min hayayin, just read the Gemara first and then I'll talk about it a little bit. Chutz min hayayin, Tom Rav Yehuda, Om HaShmuel, V'chein, Om Rav Yitzchok, Om Rav Yechanon, Shemen Zayis, V'vorchon Rabor Pireitz, Amre, Hosom, Mishum Dulei Epsha, Heichi, Nivorach, Nivorach, Vay Piyag, Hazayis, Peir Gufe Zayis, Vorach alei boi pireit zayis. Elom amezutro. Chamra zayin. Mishchaloi zayin. Mishchaloi zayin. Vosnar, anu idem en amozoin. Mutav mayim emelech. Avinem bo mayim emelech udaloi ikli mozoin. O kol mile ikli mozoin. Nehmet yubtu rab shmuel rab shmuel. Tirom ma ima vochim boi mezoine is elom chamish aminim bovat. יומר הונו, בירים הקורזון עולה, אלמו מישך זין, על חמו סויל ומישך לא סויל. חמו מסויל, ורוב הווישוסי חמרי, כל מעלה יומה דפיסחו, כי היכי נניגר לליבי, ונכו מצו תפי טובו. זה תפי, איך אומר תפי? Tuva gore, pusa soid. Mi soid, klal, voksiv, yayin samach vavenoish, lechon vavenoish yisod. Goyme, namo hu de soid, chamro loy soid. El chamro is beitarte, soid u mesameach. Namo, misa soid smucha loy mesameach. Yohi, nevoach aloy sholish brochais? לקובע אינש של סיילה אומר רב נחמה בר יצחק לרובו יקובע לי סולוס המאי אומר לי לחשיוב אליו ויומה אי הב יקביוסה השת מי הבוט לדעת לעץ הכל so the Gemara Whatever there's what to say, Mamish Mahatchola Rasoi from over here, but just, you know, since time is limited, I'll leave my remarks to the end of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Chamro, the Isbe Tarte, Soir Misameach, Namo, Misat Soir, Smuchala Misameach, Ihochi Nevorach Alei Sholish Vochis. Say Birchas Hamozon. So it's the Chamishna later in the Perek. Mem Dalav and Aleph. Ochel Anovim Uteinim Rimoinim Vivorach Aleim Achreim Sholish Brochis. Div Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel's opinion is that there's Birchas Hamozon in our Kol Shivas Aminim. Chom Oimrim Brocha Achas. That There's no Birchas Hamozon, only Brochas Mein Sholish. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, afilo ochel shelik. Even he eats a yerek mavusho, v'umazinoi, and he's satiated by a mavochel of Sholish Brochis. So, l'chira, we pass on the chum, not like Rabbi Akiva, and Birchas Hamozon is dafkan lechem. So what does the Gemara want? Im kein eich. What does the Gemara want? Then im kein the vorach alei sholish brachis. From the Gemara. That's question number one. Question number two. The Gemara later in brachis mem chesam ebeis. Gemara in Shloshish Ochlo. Mem Chesem Ebeis. Tonu Rabbonon. Moshe Tikein Li Yisrael Birkas Azon. Moshe was Misakin Birkas Azon. And when was this Takona? B'shoh shiyorod lehem mon. When the mon fell min hashemayim. So l'cheira. I don't know how you can learn that like that. His pashas is, when one eats mon, or when one would have eaten mon, he's mechuyav in birchas hamazon. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was mesaken the first bracha, nuscha bracha, whatever, we have to understand: should one say birchas hamazon on mon? So, one of the things that you have to evaluate when you deal with mon is mon mechamesh taminim, and we'll see about that. And independent of that, even if you say that mon is mechamesh taminim, the question is, something that falls from the heavens, is that necessarily, even if it would be chamesh taminim, is it a min lechem? Even, in other words, even if you accept that mon is chamesh taminim, the question is, maybe chamesh taminim have to grow from the ground. Something that falls in the heaven, is that chamesh taminim or not? So, everyone knows, or most people know, that which De Velt says in the name of Abchaim, to answer the Beis Yosef's kasha, since Chanukah is how can Chanukah be Ches Yomim when the nest was only Zayin Yomim, and since there was enough Shemen L'Yom Echad, L'chol Nes was only 7 days, not 8 days. So Reb Chaim was reported to have said that they were machalik the Shemen in 8 parts, and an eighth for each day, because if they won't machalik it, it's a problem from Shemen Zayis, not Shemen Nes. That's what Rav Chaim is reputed to have said. So the emes is, I never heard my Rebbe say the shtickle the name of Rav Chaim. And in fact, they say from Rebbe's cousin, Rabbeinu, then I'll say it all the way he said in Yiddish, and I'll translate it, there's dort drei Sachen, was the Welt sagt von Satan, was er das Kemal nicht gesagt. There's dort 3 things which the world says over in the name of my grandfather that my grandfather never said. So, it's not clear that this which is said in Reb Chaim's name, Reb Chaim ever said. In fact, I don't know if Reb Chaim said it, but there are those Achrenim who say it. There's in Tshuvas Yad Chanoch in Simon Chof, and he says it. V'hatfi tu et shape kusha kadmoin manau shim loy hoye nishtaye belayla rishoy leklum. If everything would have been consumed in that locker the first night, there would be a problem. Ach ayidei haneis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bore Yesh Ma'ayin Shemen Mitoch HaKli, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created Yesh Ma'ayin Anu Shemen for the next night. Im Kein Hoya Shemen Azeh Posul La'Lokas HaMenorah. It's Posul Yad Chanuch the Shemen Zayis HaMachmona V'loi Shemen Nes. Okay, good. I don't know if Reb Chaim said it, but Yad Chanuch said it. Al Kein Hoya Nes Shashemen Shedliko B'layla Rishayna Loi Okay, good. He has a whole discussion. Atka. So as far as this issue, whether Shemen Neis is Shemen Zayis or not, it's a hood from Murray of a Rabbi Rav Avom Gersh and Zaks Zichani Levocha, that if you're going to maintain that Shemen Nes is not Shemen Zayis, you're going to have a problem with a pasuk chumash and a medrash. In Parshas Vayetze, Vayashkim Yaakov baboker, Vayikach ho'eved asher somer asher isov, Vayosem oiso matzeva, Vayotzek shemen al roisho. There was a yitzika shemen on the roisho eved. And the Ramban al Atera on Pasuk Yud Zayin quotes from the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar the following: Umotzasi oid mefurish mePirkei de Rabbi Elazar hagodol hishkim Yaakov aboke befachad godol viomer beisushal kodesh bochu bemokim azeh shenema vayiro vayoyim aman neira mokim mikan atolomet shekol mispalo biyushalayim kilu mispalo lifnei chise akovet. Sheshar Shamayim hu pasuach lishmoya tefilosin shel Yisrael. Shneva v'ze Shar Shamayim. V'shov Yaakov v'laket avonim. Ho avonim u'motzo oisun kulum even achas. V'som oiso matzeva b'seich hamokin. V'yorad loy shemen min ha-shamayim. V'yotzek oleho. Shneva Vayitzak Shemen al Roisha, Masa Kodesh Bochu, not a regular Yaminoi, the Tovo Esra Evan, Adim Katarimois, was a sniff Loritz, called him Shermole. So the Kitsi is, whatever, is, what did Yaakov use? He used Shemen Ness for Yitzika, for Yitzika Shemen al Evan. So you see from that Shemen Ness is Shemen. Muvad Zer. You take the beginning of the sugya, which I skipped over at the beginning. Chutz min ha'yayin, shal ha'yayin oim mebri piu ha'gofen, v'al peiris oretz oim mebri piu ha'domo, chutz min ha'pas, it's ha'mishnah, the mishnah which the Gemara is going on. Chutz min ha'pash, shal ha'pash roim ha'moitz lechem min oretz. So Yushalmi in Klayim, Tony, Yushalmi in Klayim, Soif Perek Zayin, Tony, Ot Shein Unokiv, and Ot Shein Unokuv, Mas Roisov, Me'alocho, Utrumosa in a medamas. The maisav is no, the truma is not mekadish in lechem imeya. The aim chayom olav choymish. Rabbi Yosi boy, ma loim al pito amoytz lechem oretz. He has a question. He's saying, otz shenu nokuf, on pas of chita, from otz shenu nokuf, do you say amoytz lechem oretz? So comes chayodom. In Klal Nun Beis Ois Yud Zayin, and also in Klal Kuf Lamed Hasei the Beksora Ois Hey, and also in Klal Kuf Nun Beis Ois Gimel, and you find in Nishmas Odom Ois Aleph the Lechem from Otzit Sheino Nokuf, you say Boim Mezenis as Ishtei Chayod. The Alperis Oretz from Otsheno Nokov, it's hydroponics. You say Shahakol. And Yerokis from hydroponics, as they state in Chayodom, you say Shahakol. And he said, Dalet Minim, there were Godel in Otsheno Nokov, he was Mesupin Yesidei Chavosei. From Dalet Minim Matsukas, as a Chayodom. Chayodim. So I remember hearing this Chayodim, my first year in Shia, where it was only Shabbos, and he said, oh, from Tat, from father, he said the following, from Amishin. Amishin was chilek on the Chayodim. And he said, father quoted Taisim Menachis. Samach Tesmah Beis. Tiva Masin Chitin Shiyodu Be'oven. That Chitin that came from clouds. The question where the clouds come from, what exactly it was. So this is Pirish Bekuntrus. Sheshosu Bokainis. Ubolu Svina Mlea Chitin. So it came, the cloud swallowed up some ship that was in the Atlantic that had the chitin on it and then dropped it again. Okay. Because of the time, the im chutzlorets, v'chihutru lechem, v'shtea lechem, v'shil shehoye ba'ovin, v'komu shuseichem b'inon, v'leka. Rabbeinu Tam says, you need in shtea lechem, chitin from Eretz Yisrael. If it came from a ship from who knows where, it's not from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, v'chi nesru hein ha'yidei kach. And if the ship came from Eretz Yisrael, the fact that it came up and went down, what difference does it make? You know, it's like Eretz Yisrael. Elanira li zaktesis the al yidei. I mean, the al yidei nes yaldu ba'ovim. It's chitim in a nes. Kano atnu deperik talad mises. So chay is, you see one thing that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that it is a min chita, even though it came in Hashemayim. The only problem is Moshe Seichem. That's the question of Gemara. But you see one thing a Moshe brought from this Tesis, that you see that it's the min, even though it's Yod Min Hashemayim. That's what the love you say over from father. So chayri is otzut nokuf, is not worse than chita shodim in oven. That's what Moshe said. And lechayri the emes is the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Psochim, the Yoytze Matzah, but you're not Yoytze Matzah Shel Tevel. And the Gemara says, Pshita, Leitzicha B'Tevel Talmud Rabbonon. It was Tevel Talmud Rabbonon, therefore you're not Yoytze, because of the Shem Tevel Med Rabbonon. And what's the case? Shezor Bot Shelo Nokuv. But you see, Otsu Shelo Nokuv, Betei Shelo Nokuv, Ibi Yetze Matzah. So it means it's Chamesh Aminim. And the only problem is because of Tevel. So you see from that, Otsu Shelo Nokuv, Lachay Zach Namin. And the Chayodim is Mamash Apella. So Lachay, it's the Minish Matzah, Shiv Dalad Minim for Lulav and Esrik. Aye! What's Yushalmi's question about the bracha? So Pashas is, Yushalmi's question is only as far as Hametzi, not as far as Brei Piradoma. And Brei Piradoma depends upon the min. But Hametzi is because of the Cheshivas. So the Gemara says like this. And the Gemara is Hakdom, Yushalmi's Mamish Gevaldik. Yishalmi says, since Otzit Sheino Nokuv, is Tumasa Eino Medamas. So it means that the Chitim and Otzit Sheino Nokuv are not Choshuv. And why do I say such a thing? Those who learned the beginning of Ketzim of Olchin, the truth is, if you learn the Gemara is Mamash Apella. The Gemara has a discussion of Hilulim and Hilulim and not Hilulim, Kodesh Hilulim Hashem, and then the Gemara starts with Pirchas. It's Shekein Chayi B'Challah, Shekein Chayi B'Illah, Shekein Chayi Mamash Dizzy. So either some of you will go and start learning Zroim and not know what you're talking about, or what does the Gemara want? So the Gemara says, "Is fakir the pirchi is kli shilul Hashem is maybe the chiyuv brocha is not dano per se, but the chiyuv brocha is because of the chshivas hamin shekain chayiv this and chayiv this and mikurim and this and that and chshivas is an issue in the chiyuv brocha." So the Gemara says, "No, is the Gemara's deichit is kol anene boil mazeh boil brocha is the svara." So it means the pirch is no pirch, and it means the chayiv is kodesh yilum, is the bahag and the rifse. So, but But chshivas is meaningful, not in the etzem chiv from bracha, but in terms of the kfiyas of brachas miyuchadus, there's an issue of chshivas. So since otzer she'eno nokuv is not machayiv in truma, is not a tevel medamas, medrabonon, it's not an emes, a tevel, so ibazei, so it's not choshuv. So that's the Yushalmi's question. Maybe you shouldn't say Hamotzi Lechem in Oretz. But it's nothing to do. Mechetese, Brei Piyadom, and other things. He doesn't make a sha'akol on it. And the MS is, you look, in one of the things called the Chayodom, he has a question about the minim, which were grown in hydroponics. There will be nafkaminis, maybe in Moro, what would be? And what would be in Kalpas? Okay. But Pashit says that it's mamish the min. So since it's takhel the min, so now we can go further and ask the question. So what is mon, which is yod min hashemayim, and if it would be chamesh tamin, takhel is lechamesh tamin lechol din ha-teira. But is mon chamesh taminim or not? So how do I know when the mon is chamesh taminim or not? I have Rashi Tosim Menachis and Daf Mem Heimad Beis to a Masul Kovu that says that mon is not kosher for Menachos Ushtei Alechem. And why isn't mon kosher for Menachos Ushtei Alechem? You remember Yushalmi says, how did they have for Menachos in Shtei Alechem, how did they have in the Midbar for Menachos? Or for Matzah, if there was Menachos, or whatever. How did they have? They got from Tagrei Nochim, Tais the Kedushin, if you remember. They got from Tagrei Nochim. So it means because Mon is not from the Chamesh Taminim. Why is Mon not Chamesh Taminim? It's not Boiled De Chimutz. It's not from the Chamesh Aminim. So you say, so why not? If someone's come to me, you can say this to Andra, it's come to me, but since, well, what do you mean? If you had in mind that you taste like bread, it taka tastes like bread. Oh, but the hearts of thoughts are taste like bread. But it's not Boli De Chimutz. And it's not from Chamesh Aminim. So Lechera, Mon is not from Chamesh Aminim. So Rabbi Nisholom, Tachbichas Amozoin, is Eretz Chitos Eir VeGefen Seina Zeitzeres Eshevot Eshim Eretz Hashelom Miskenes Teicha Bolechem Zini Chamesh Aminim Pashtis. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he misaking? Birchas Hazon Kishiyored Mon Min Hashemayim. Tach Mon is not Chamesh Aminim. It's not Lechem. We don't pass the Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Who do we pass like? We pass like the chum. So you need lechem. So I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a shtickle tale that I heard from my Rebbe when I was in high school. His name was Rav Nissen Alper, Zecheinu Levracha. I remember in high school we learned Ketz Mevochin. He didn't ask the kashas exactly the way I asked the kashas, but he said, so what's pshat in the Gemara? So I'll tell you what he said. The Gemara says, you see one thing from the Gemara. Let me say it over and over. It's a little bit. The Dov Poshit, you'll take mon. You make matzah for mon. You're not yotze matzah. You take mon and you be losh the mon. What if there was that the mon, what exactly stopped the king to Eretz Yisrael? You take the mon and Eretz Yisrael, because you need to be Bias Oretz, but it was Chal Miad. You take mon and you milash, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv mechala. However, the Gemara says you do not need chamesh haminim for birchas hamazon. That's stated in the Gemara. All you need is the milus of lechem, and if it's misad soid, you make birchas hamazon on it. Because that's what lechem is. You don't need lechem chamesh haminim. You need the ma'as of lechem to miss it soid. And therefore, mon, you make birchas hamazon on, even if it's not chamesh haminim. But it's miss it soid. You make birchas hamazon on. And yayin, which is also miss it soid, ilu, it would be kviyas suda, you'd also say birchas hamazon. Not because of Rabban Gamliel, but because it's miss it soid. But challah, matzah, menochis, they depend upon the min. And since it's not the min, it's certainly possible. And therefore, you need tagay nochim in order to bring menochis in midbar, matzah, whatever they use it for. So therefore, double portion, whatever the Chayodim is going to say about Minim, no one would ever say that in Otis Sherunokh, if you'd accept the Chayodim, that you wouldn't make Birchas HaMozen on it. Besides the fact that the Fuhish Mishnah, at the beginning of Ketz Mavochin, I mean, at the beginning of Shosha Ochu, then Tevel Tovah Rabbonin, you say Birchas HaMozen, so you say Yivora again, because the Pesachim also Yitzhak Matzah. But whatever it is, the double portion, that Yitzhak. That matz, excuse me, double portion, you make birchas hamazon on otzer sheinanokuv and on mon, as they were stating the Gemara, and the chayra, that what it means. So mon is not chamesh haminim. So how do you do it? So it means since it's misad soyed, that's enough. Aye. The Gitvoy is a kasha. The Masli Hochi. They need Teresa the Nama. From the Sugi, you learn from the Sugi Chavitza on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis. So Yain doesn't have Teresa the Nama. I don't know if Mon has Teresa. I mean, I'm not. I can't say I was privy. I didn't see the. I never saw Mon. And I don't know, I doubt that it has it, but if you want, you can say it has. You can say whatever you want, but mechatese, and l'chay yirav tuiz the nama. So that's not so difficult. If you look at tesis, on lamed zayin with beis, omar robo, vuhu di'ik alei tuiz the nama nire, dahainu kishinoysen al pirurim b'mayim, ואם המים מסלבן למחמס הפירורים, עוזר לתריס דנאמו. וכן הוי רוגל רבינו דוד ממץ ללבן פירורים במים בלילה כדי לאוכלן בשחר. בלוי ברכס המויצי, ובלוי ברכס המוזן, שלא לאחר, כדי שישחה זה גרי שביוכל אגד הלוך. But she didn't have the time. So he's too busy, he wasn't reading the times. He was pushing. He was so busy learning, they didn't have the time to say Birchas HaMozen. Halavai. She had to understand a little bit what that means. But what does Tesis say? It doesn't say necessarily that the Trisa de Namo is part of the definition of Lechem. But it means if you had Trisa de Namo and you forfeited Trisa de Namo, then it means it's not lechem. But it doesn't say necessarily that Trisa the Nam is part of the Shem Lechem. So that's all he says. And it could be you look at the Ritva, and maybe that's Gufel, the Shaka Vatai Ritva itself, whether Trisa the Nam is part of the definition of lechem, or Trisa the Nam is only Shi'urin in lechem. That if it's a lechem of Trisa the Nam, and you forfeit Trisa the Nam, it's poker the shem lechem. But yayin and mon, you would never evaluate in such terms. Lachera. Now, the Gemara goes further, and the Gemara says that the reason why you don't say Birchas HaMozen and Yayin as opposed to Mon is a Yayin Lekovis Sudas Olayim. The Gemara says, I guess Mon was Kavis Sudas Olayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu is Masakin, but Yayin not. So the Gemara says, Are you of the opinion that it's bread? Not bread. Mazucha covers sudasale. Mazucha was kivay suda on it. Ubechale amoitzilechem in olitz. And said on it hamoitzi. Vishorish brochais. And said birchas hamozen on it. Oma mar. Baravashi. The odom yeitzi bohen yede chavos of a pesach. My time of lechem oini karin in bay. You fulfill your obligation of matzah with this guvla ba'alma. So you see one thing. Ayyoytza matzah. Let's say you have it real Pesach without kviyas suda, what would be? Would you be yoytza matzah? The Gemara says Tam. The Gemara says Oma Mal Baravashi Beodim Yoytze Chavos of Pesach. My time Lechem Ona Karin in Bay. It's a Lechem. Okay, but Lechem is not enough. Just the opposite. Lechem is not enough for Birchas HaMozen. It has to be Lechem Shekriven Pasabo Bekisnin. It's the lechem. It's lechem. But since it's ain't darkly shemin odlan the kvoy esudolov, even though chmiset soyed, and it's the lechem lechol dina teira, even as far as matzah is concerned, if you had a pasabo bekisnim, you could be yotze matzah with it. It would be lechem only. But you don't make birchas hamozen unless you kvoy esudah on it, even though it's lechem. So it's the opposite. Let's just start before. You can have something which is not lechem and kol, which is not lechem for matzah, which is not chita as far as melachos is concerned, but you can make birchas hamozen on it because there's the milus of lechem. And you can have something which is lechem and you be yoytze matzah on it. And you wouldn't say Birchas HaMozen on it. Because lechem is not enough for Birchas HaMozen. You need Kviyas Suda. And possible Bekisnin is the Chesed for lechem. Even you eat some matzah with it. But since you're not Kviyas Suda, love, you don't make Birchas HaMozen. Yayin is the Chesed for lechem. As far as Birchas HaMozen is concerned. But since you're not Kaveh Sudalov, you don't say Birchas HaMozen on it. Would you get, you see it clear in the Gemara, that Birchas HaMozen depends upon Kaveh Sudah. It's not the Gemara Stam said it over here by Yayin. That the Gemara says also, as far as Gubal Bahara. Haiku. It means that lechem by itself is not enough for Birchas HaMozen. You need lechem shekriven olov suda. Yayin is the lechem as far as Birchas HaMozen is concerned. But since it's not kriven olov suda, you don't need Birchas HaMozen. Mon even though it's not chamesh zaminim, and you're not yetzer matzah with it, is lechem as far as birchas hamazon is concerned. And since it was kevei suda, so you make birchas hamazon. And that for Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin the law alay birchas hamazon, birchas hazon. So it comes out that Birkas HaMozoim, Birkas HaMoitzi, and the Tilas Yadayim, as the Ram says in Perek Vov, Miuchus Boras Alocha Aleph, Kol Pash, Mevoch Alov, HaMoitzi Lechem Ro'oetz, is told the Tilas Yadayim. It means you can eat Lechem and not Mochiv and Tilas Yadayim, if it's not a Lechem of Kfir Suda. But Lechem of Kfir Suda is a Machai and the Tilas Yadayim. So it means lechem of birchas hamoitzi, birchas hamozon, netilas yadayim depend upon the ma'aris of lechem of kfir suda. As far as matzah is concerned, it depends upon chamesh aminim, even though it's not kaveh suda, and lechem per se is enough for matzah. So L'chera, it comes out from the sugya, just before we go on, that the chshivas of lechem and yayin for kfis, for this fact they have separate brachas, is because of misetzoyed pashtas. Anything which is misetzoyed, that's the reason there's a separate bracha for lechem and a separate bracha for yayin. So l'chay is no portion. Then otis nokuf. Otis sheno nokuf is mvocha amoitzi because it has that chashivas, right? And Yishalmi is beseda because since the issue of Birchas HaMoitzi is because of Chshivas, so maybe Otzet Sheino Nokuf, which is not Choshev, maybe not. We don't know. But look in the Sefer Raviyah, in Simet Tzadiches, he says the following. The Garsinon B'Yushalmi Kol HaPeres Bein B'Inon, if they're Be'en, Bein Shchukim, if they're chopped up, kol zman shel nishtanu al-yedei or, if they weren't changed by fire, by bishul, or the application of heat, oimer b'ei pre'etz, chutz min ha-yayin, except for yayin. Yayin is not b'ei pre'etz. Uman nishtan ha-yayin mimenu. Why is yayin different? Lekiddush, ula havdolo, ula erisin, ula nesuin. Since yayin is used for kiddush and havdolo and erisin, ula nesuin, v'chein meforesh depas. Nishtana levorech shasokav merubin mimenu lechala mimenu lematza mimenu lekol shulchan. So what? It's the reason the brachas are because of kiddush and avdol and eris. Very strange thing, Rav Yoh. And you look at the Gemara on Memala from the base, I hochi yayin nami niftere pas, shani yayin, shte goyim broch la atzmoy, and Rashi says, the goyim broch la atzmoy bekam mekoymis, hu bo, umavochen alov. Afo pi, shol yetzrichin, lishisiyosai. So what does that sound like? That sounds almost like the Rav Yoh. So what is it? Just an aside to give you thinking, why is there seven broch on yayin? Because it has somewhat special of misetsoyit, or because it's used for very special things. So I would have said from the Gemara that we had in front of us that it's because it's misetsoyit. The Raviyah and this Rashi seem to point in other directions. Now, let's just finish the Gemara and let me show you something over here. And this, you'll find mamash unbelievable. Amalei Rav Nachman by Yitzchok L'Rovo Ikova Alei Sudase Mai. If you kivei a suda on yayin, should you make pirchas amozen? Amalei lechashiyov Elio, when Elio and Avi will come. How much a puma gemara? Shiyov Elio v'yoyma. I have you kviyasa. If Elio will come and say this a kviy suda, then I'm okay. Hash to me a butler dike later called them, but since Elio didn't come, so you don't make pirchas amozen. So you get the impression from the Gemara. So why don't you say Safi D'Raisa L'Chumra? Let's say it's a Ashir of Sviya. So let him make Birchas HaMozen. Because Eliyahu will come, everything will be said, right? He has to make Birchas HaMozen. So what's the Gemara? So part of the Gemara is that until Eliyahu comes, it's a double portion that it's bought or died later to call on them. There's not even later Sasofik. And it's only because of Eliyahu that we would say such a thing. But with Eliyahu, it's off and gansen. Completely, he wouldn't ever say such a thing that there's a kviya suda. There's no letters as sofik. L'chodesh state in the Gemara. Otherwise, you say birchas hamozen with Eliyahu. So the question is, what do you need Eliyahu for? Another Novi wouldn't be good enough for this. I know it's very foom, you know, Gili Elio, Elio, you know, it's very spooky Elio. Okay? But what do you need Elio for? And let's say a different Novi would come and say, Elisha. Elisha. Oh. Or a different Novi, what's Elio? What? Well, you'll hold this for later, you'll tell me this, I'll ask you about this. So, Elio. L'chayra, l'chayra shibin any nobi, because you don't loba shemaim he in terms of telling you that it's a kfis. L'chayra is not a problem loba shemaim he, because the problem loba shemaim he and Eliyahu also would have been a problem. However, you find in many places there seems to be a separate koyach of Eliyahu levar alocha. Look at the Gemara Chulin, alam avavam ebeis. Rashi di b'maschel le'olam mashma. He says, ad shiyovu Eliyahu v'yodienu, din shel dom shenitas. He's telling you about the din of dom shenitas. Al delas ben simon le simon v'niskanech koy le gemar shchitas shaylev meher imach sholoi. So l'chayri is that Eliyahu has a koyach. It's not just a separate koyach to mevare sveke de dina. You look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, mem chesem and aleph, for a mea mesapkele, in the din from Moise Ames that you collected for kfura, stoke shigobo lemes ploni vaisilu, itofis lemes ploni dafka, afilu ma delichozele, mishum hazmona, or not. Hilkoch lo yiga behen at shiovu Eliyahu to sveke the dina, and you need Eliyahu. The Gemara Becheres on Chavdalam and Aleph. Omar Abavachana. Ra, listen to this. Ra Chazir shekoch achagochel. He finds a Chazir which acts as a child to a mother, to a Rochel. There's a Rochel, an older Rochel, and a young Chazir. And you see that the Chazir is Korach Achar Rochel as a child to a mother. Ptumin HaBecheira. This Rochel, you're going to part it from Bechor. It means that if you can have a child afterwards, you all be mechayiv that child in Bechor. Because the assumption is that this Chazi is the child of this Rochel. As I state in Gemara. Roch Chazi, shekoruch acher Rochel, tumen abecheira. The osa b'achira. But however, it's only l'chumra. Because we're not sure. It's osa b'achira. It patis in Bechor, it's osa b'achira. Then it says, Ad Yovoi V'yoyre Tzedek Lochem. It's Osa Bachila until the Yovoi V'yoyre Tzedek Lochem. What's Yovoi V'yoyre Tzedek? I don't know who this is. What's going on here? Potem Erbachoyre Kaman Kam Shimam Liyo. The Osa Bachila Krabon. The Suri Krabon V'chule. Mai Ach Yovoi Yovoi Tzedek Ach Yivoder L'chodova mi boi elei, v'chitei mesapka elei, v'chulei. Zogt Rashi, ad sheyoad yobo v'yoy retzedek lachem, ad sheyobo el yob. Okay, I'm reading you Rashi, because if you check that little bit of Gershon over there, he says, the moy retzedek is the Mashiach. But Rashi says el yob anob. Ad sheyobo el yob, v'yoy re'imute imosu. However, so you get Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu. However, Rashi in Shabbos, on Kuf Chesam and Aleph, Mai, im Yovu Eliyahu v'yoyma, the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mai im Yovu Eliyahu v'yoyma, Hetem v'isa ein tolui boy, the lo b'shamayim he. Eliyahu can't say, because lo b'shamayim he. So the Chayis Nachsisa, Eliyahu, who Eliyahu, what Eliyahu, Eliyahu, what Eliyahu, can't guess, no. So I heard once from my rabbi of Geshen Zakzach in the Vorcha that it's poshut that Eliyahu can be Meira Halacha. It's like a Mufurisha Mishnah in Edyes in Periches Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Shimon Oimer she ain't Eliyahu bo el Hashvis Machlekes. And the Raven is Pirish and Edyos Lahashvis HaMachlekes Sheyesh Ben HaChachomim B'Divrei Teira. Oh, that's what Eliyahu is coming for. And that you find also in Chidushim Ohr and Riz HaLevi Al HaTeira Parshas Pinchos Dim Eliyahu Meli Meis according to Man Deyom Pinchos Eliyahu Al Yodoy Tuchselor HaMeseira Sinai. The Eliyahu is going to bring back the Messiah. So that which Rashi says, the Isa Vehet the Toli Eliyahu, the question is, what is he coming, Betayus? Is he coming, Betayus Novi? Or is he coming, Betayus Chochum Mechachum HaMessiah? Eliyahu comes, Betayus Novi? Is Lova Shemayim he? Eliyahu comes with his chokhm chachm esera, since Eliyahu tuch sa mesera, he could dach mevare all sveikas of all dinim. So Stam Novi, who's not chokhm chachm esera, can't say anything. The kliach of Eliyahu is with his chokhm chachm esera. And this you'll find not only, you'll find this in Maritz Chayis, on Meseches Brochis, Tav Gimel Oman Aleph, Tiber Maschel, Goma Beis Nishah. He also says this. That Eliyahu is coming, B'teiris Chochum Mechachem HaMisrecha, K'vivav Kol Sveikas HaTeira. Eliyahu coming, B'teiris Novi, is Lo B'Shamayini. So that's what it has to be. Eliyahu Loi Meis. Because it's not done, it's already, if Eliyahu is Meis, it's only Eliyahu from the all the Chacham Meseira that come to say, because Eliyahu Loi Meis, he can be Merbeteris Chochem Mechacham Meseira. And therefore, call Sveika the Dina. So if Eliyahu would come and say, then it's Meteris Chochem Mechacham Meseira. Derech Agav, if you medayik in the Gemara, you'll see, V'yoyman is Beteris Novi, and the other one is Beteris Chochma Chachma Seir. That's what the Gemara is Medayik. I don't want to get involved in that now. Then I heard another piece from Abgeshin Zechayin Levocha that he heard from Biskarov Zechayin Levocha when he learned Becheris by Biskarov. That Biskarov Zechayin Levocha is a very interesting thing. It was Medayik in the Gemara Becheris Ad Yovoi V'yoyre Tzedek Lachem, right? And the Bechomokh says Teiko. And what are we were brought up? We were little kids. Teiko, what is Teiko? Tishbi Yitaretz Kushla Bayis. So, Biskarov Zechayin Levocha is. So why somebody says Teiko? And somebody says, Achiyovo Yoyot Tzedek. So Biskarov says the toes. The Teiko means Koi. And that the emes is, if I'm not mistaken, you'll find this in the Oruch. And teku means, is koi, it means the chachmia meseira, and the hachro from the bezdin, Aravino Avashi, said there's no mokrif meiro, it's the teku, it's the koi. And here, the Gemara Becheritz, it says, Ach Yovo, the Yorit Tzedek, here the Gemara says, the hachro from Aravino Avashi, and it's nitfus in Elio, and therefore the Gemara said, Ach Yovo, Elio, the Yovo, Yorit Tzedek. And that means it comes out that Eliyahu, even though he's getting machs of the Meseira, has no right to be pushed to take him. Only when the Gemara says, Im Yovel Eliyahu V'yoyimah, or Ach Yovel Yoyot Tzedek, that was a mokim, he nichlin mokim l'Eliyahu Novi. But the Gemara says, Teiku, Eliyahu can't say. There's no mokim for Eliyahu. And the embassy is like, we want to bring a raya, the teiku is not stam a sofik. Not stam a sofik. And teiku is taka, a technical term. You see from Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, in Kufnun Gimel, Omer Aleph, Rabbeinu Chananel is machadish in Nushtikul Teira, they call teiku the Isura, and even a drabonon is l'chumra. So if teiku is the chaposh to sofik, how can you go l'chumra? So teiku is a technical term of koi, and it's a separate type of suffix, and it's a separate type of suffix, it's a kabbalah from Rabbeinu Chananel, that here in the Rabbonis you go l'chumra, and such a suffix is not nitan for biur from Elio. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that I think the Rav Gershon said, I'm not sure about, that he said from the Zayda, the Chofetz Chaim, that all teikus are going to remain. The Gemara is not going to change. The same Gemara that will come back afterwards, the Gemara is not going to change. So the Gemara this, the Gemara that, the Gemara that. The Gemara is going to be the same Gemara. However, I have a kasha on this. The Gemara in Chulin and Daf Samach Amud Aleph has a question about our cover of Beis Minei Dishoyim. And the Gemara ends off with Teiku. Hakova of Beis Minei Dishoyim. Okay. No. Gemara says Teiku. Comes Yushalmi in Perek Aleph of Kloyim, Halacha Zayin, and Yushalmi says Leheter. That Hakova of Beis Minei Dishoyim is Muta. The Bavli says Teiku, and Yushalmi says it's Dachmuta. The Shalmin climb in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. So what should you paskin? L'choy should paskin l'chumra. Because since Dachro is Kabasra, and you should paskin like the Bavli. However, it's a push to Suffolk. The Klal in general, they say in Rambam, is it a Suffolk in Yushalmi, a Suffolk in Bavli, and a Vad in Yushalmi, paskin like the Yushalmi. So l'choy, that should depend. If Teiku is a Poshet to Sofik, what should you paskin? You should paskin like the Yishalmi. Because the Savad of Yishalmi is Sofik of the Bavli. But if Teiku is a peculiar din, and a new thing, that it's Achro from Avinu Avashi, L'choy you have to paskin like the Bavli. An interesting Rabbeisai is the Ram in Perek Alf, it was Klayim, Alochehei, is Mashmit, this Sofik of Shnei Minei Deshoyim,
And Lachoyu Pash says he's machri like the Yerushalmi. And Lachoyra, that would give you the impression that a take was a posh the Sofik, and you should paskin, therefore you pass like the Yerushalmi. Because the Achrenim say, you look at the Malponim and the Terezroim in Perek Av Mishne Zayin, the Derech Amuno, all the Achrenim say, the reason why the Rambam paskins the Kula is because of the Poshta Sofik. But if you say the Shtikl Teir, that I'm telling you, the Teiku is the Chapsa Anu Shtikl, so Meich Teise. So Rabbi say, what do we have from this? Rabbi say, it comes out Eliyahu Novi. Two things come out from this. Number one, Rabbi say, that Lechem for Birchas HaMozoin is Cholik from Lechem for Matzah. The Lechem for Birchas HaMozoin depends on the Midas of Lechem. And for Kfir Suda. Lechem for Matzah depends on Chamesh Taminim and not about Kfir Suda B'chlav. Mon is a double poshi, not Yotze Matzah with Mon. But Mon, you make Birchas HaMozoin on because Kfir Suda. And it has the Midas of Lechem. Yayin! If it was Kfir Suda, since it has the Midas of Lechem, you make Birchas HaMozoin on Mon. It was double portion. On Yayin. Either double portion. No one in the right mind would say you can take wine and be Yotze Matzah with. Even if Eliyahu HaNovi would come and say it's Kfir Suda. Because Yayin is not Chamesh Taminim. For Matzah, you need Chamesh Taminim. But for Birchas HaMozoin, you need the Midas of Lechem. Secondly, Eliyahu HaNovi, who's coming over here, and v'chi yoyim Eliyahu v'yoyimah Eliyahu HaNovi by us, is coming b'teres mavara alocha, and maybe it's dafke Eliyahu HaNovi, and without Eliyahu HaNovi, there's no letters hasofik, there's no Birchas HaMozoin b'chal until Eliyahu HaNovi comes. Eliyahu b'teres Novi can't say anything because all b'shemayim he, and pashtis you would have said. Like Biskalov was saying, Eliyahu's koyach of Mavaris, Sveikis of Sveikis the Dino, is only mokum where Chazal didn't say teiku. When Chazal said teiku, Eliyahu doesn't have a koyach. But that's an assumption that teiku is a separate thing, and I just have the problem with the Monchun. Rabbi say, Shibi Zeiche, Lumor Lame, Lishma Velasseis, Abu Yageya Batera. Have a good evening. And you take different shem, you take soya thing, you can do a yitzika for Zayimit, you call it that, you never say it. You take shem and soya?
What, there's a din yitzika?
What do you call again? That's a thing from, but that's a din. It is oh, we may always, in Sonui, when they used the Pavot Zoli afterwards, it was Hakad Dinim from Yitzika Shemin. And Shemin was Shemin, Shemin Zayis, it wasn't Sam Shemin. Shemin. They would take something, they take schmaltz and put it on the thing. You want to say like that? Easily,
I don't understand the row of Yah. Before, all those things are just other simanim that Yahyans has chashivas.
You don't say the Rav Yah? I didn't say I understood the Rav Yah. I was saying the Rav Yah because anyone who comes to me and tell me you forgot the Rav Yah. So if you didn't remember it, if you didn't,